I am Melinda, the host of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. I am an attorney who put fear aside and dove headfirst into doing the work to become sober. Have you also let fear hold you back from becoming sober? Have you been worried that becoming sober will affect your career or just your everyday life? Or are you already sober and just want to listen to another professional sober woman navigate through sobriety and share stories and advice learned along the way? If so, this is the podcast for you. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite mocktail and let's get to work. Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Today, I want to talk about whether or not, once you're sober, alcohol should still be in your home. This is a very touchy subject for me because I have struggled with this since the day I became sober. So when I first became sober, I hired a sobriety coach who I absolutely adore. And during one of our first meetings, she had said to me or asked me, "Do you currently have alcohol in your house?" To which I replied, "Yes, I do." She then said to me that one of her suggestions was that I absolutely 100% remove all alcohol in the home. Even if it's something that I normally wouldn't drink, get it out. So I went home that day and I spoke with my partner and I said, "Look, I really want to get the alcohol out of the house. I want to get the beer out. I want to get the wine, the liquor, and all the," he collects certain types of expensive bourbon. "I want it out of the house." You know, as much as I say that I was like expecting him to say, "Sure, babe, let's just move it," I knew there'd be some resistance. However, I was not expecting the harsh resistance that I received. Immediately, his response was, "No. I am not living in a house as a grown man who drinks without alcohol. That's not fair. It's my house. While I recognize, you know, this may be your issue, I still want alcohol in the house." And boy, was that was tough for me. That was really, really tough for me because my initial reaction, I felt resentful. It made me angry because a big part of what made me want to stop drinking, in addition to knowing I needed to, was that I also knew our relationship was not going well and that it was really would come to an end if I didn't quit drinking. And I was resentful because I could not wrap my head around, like, "You want me to not drink. You think, you know, that drinking is bad for me. Yet you won't do something that will help me when it comes to not drinking." So that was a hard pill for me to swallow because I was in a situation where I had to really assess, like, what am I going to do here? What is this something worth? Do I move out? What do I do? This is a game break. He wouldn't do it. He said, I'm absolutely not doing it. So I kept that. We kept the alcohol in the house, which I will say this for me has proven to be easier than I thought it would be, but it still was a bone of contention because I always, whenever I saw the alcohol, because, you know, the liquor bottles of what he collects are displayed. And when we were ever in a fight, I would always look at that and become reminded of, here I am putting in all this hard work and you can't even take the alcohol out of the house to help me. And that was a problem for me. And I did talk to my therapist about it and was able to work through it, you know, and eventually things have changed with that. Like, we do still have the alcohol in the house. However, it's not as visible. It's moved out of certain rooms. Certain displays are no longer there. But I also feel that the more time I gained in sobriety and the more that I demonstrated that this is something that I'm really going to do, and this is something that I'm here for, I'm really invested in this, that his reaction towards changes around it were more, okay, we can change things. And I think that the initial resistance was kind of a product of my declarations that I was going to be sober before, and I never followed through, and it constantly affecting him. So I will say this. I do still have alcohol in my house. I know that there are many sober people that is absolutely not for them. And that's something that you need to assess and discuss with your partner. It is something that is typically, you know, it's not a good idea to have the alcohol in the home. And I also have a lot of sober friends that their sober partners are on board with it and say, you know what, get rid of the alcohol, it's not a problem. But I always say this, it's something that's a personal decision for each individual person. I was worried that I would struggle with it on the weeks that he wasn't there, but I found this. I was a wine drinker. So wine for me, when he wasn't here, that's what my go-to drink was. So on weeks when he was not in town, I make sure I don't have what I'd be my go-to. I don't have what it was my default. But as I gain time in sobriety, I can truly say this. I am not interested in drinking. I really, truly like my triggers in terms of when I say I have triggers, a lot of times it will remind me of like my mind will go to my go-to, oh, I should have a drink. But I don't look now at alcohol and be, oh man, you know, I see it here. I really, really want it. Because a lot of the time when I see alcohol, it reminds me of all the awful times that I had. It reminds me of all the things that I wish I could undo, which is hard. And I have that sting with it. I have the sting of I regret it, a lot of regret, but it's also something that I'm working on moving past. So while I don't recommend or hope that people's partners aren't willing to take the alcohol out of the house, it is something that has been an issue with my partner and I, which is why I wanted to discuss it. Because in sobriety, everyone's going to have or have different needs. Everyone is going to have things that they can't compromise on because that would compromise their sobriety. And I think that this is something with other things that need to be individually assessed. So I think it's important to recognize that, you know, sobriety comes in all shapes and sizes. Some people are able to be around drinking, some are not. Some are able to still go to a bar and order an NA or even have a water and are fine. Others are not. Some can be home with alcohol in the house, some cannot. That it is not, does not make you better at being sober or worse at being sober. It is what works for you. And if, as long as at the end of the day, you are still maintaining your sobriety and you are doing what's right for you, there's no right or wrong way to do sobriety. I think that it's a very individualized decision. I think that some of the decisions, while putting yourself first is very important and putting your sobriety first is important, but there are conversations that need to be had with significant others. And I think that's an individual determination of whether or not what a decision that your partner makes is make or break for you. So I want to make sure that, you know, people know that there are things that some people might say, absolutely, you cannot have alcohol in the house. Okay, well, I don't necessarily agree that it's in your best interest to not have alcohol in the house, but I want you to also know the other side of it, that if your partner says to you, no, I want alcohol in this house, it doesn't mean that you're going to fail at sobriety. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're not doing sober right, or doesn't necessarily even mean that your partner's not supportive of you. It just is an individual decision where that gives you the chance to assess that and decide what you can do for you. What do you need to do? And it's another opportunity for you to decide to put yourself first. Thank you so much for listening to Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Did you like the conversation and what you heard and want to hear more? Well, make sure to subscribe and follow Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. But also, if you have any ideas of future episodes, please email podcastwomenswork@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.